David speaking.
Hi, David. This is Laura with Local Splash. I spoke with you, it was probably about a month ago. It was about putting your business on the first page of Google.
Yeah. How much is that?
It was $249 a month.
And how are you guys going to do it exactly?
How we're going to... I'm sorry?
You have to change the wording to the website?
I mean, yes, there's going to be some SEO that's done on your website, but it's also going to be done all over the web. Make sure that everything is accurate across everything for your business. And that's pretty much how we get you on the first page of Google where that local map section is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's $250.
Correct. And also what's included is also first page placement on Bing. And also we run Facebook ads for your business, which is the direct target marketing. So we only put them in front of people who are searching for your services. And then you get a dashboard, which is the app that tracks everything and it shows you, how many clicks you've gotten, how many people are looking for you, the location these people are looking for you. Basically, it tracks everything for you.
And that's $250 a month.
$249 a month, correct. Everything's included. It's a flat rate. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees.
Okay, what's the company called?
We are Local Splash. Let me actually send you over our Google certification as well. This is the cell phone we're speaking on, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sending you over the link. It takes you directly onto Google's website. And that's pretty much her certification with them.
What is the certificate?
It's a Google Premier Channel Partner. So we're at the highest tier with Google, which means that we provide our clients with certain results also. We have certain people on our team that have certain type of credentials. You have to basically apply to get it. We're 1 in 40 companies in the United States that has that certification.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Fountain Valley?
Orange County. We're Southern California.
I'm looking over everything. You caught me at a good time.
Oh, good. I got lucky.
Let's see here. Okay, I'll try it out for a month. What do I need to provide?
Well, okay, so we recommend you try it out for 2 months. Now, let me tell you why. So it is a little bit of a process from when we get everything started. It's 1 to 3 days. You're going to have an onboarding call. They go into detail about how you want your campaign to look. For your dashboard to be up and running, it's going to be approximately 3 to 5 days. For Facebook ads, it's 7 to 14 days. And for first page placement, it's 30 to 45 days max. Now, you already have a Google business profile, so it does make the process quicker. I have seen it as soon as 13 days, but we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, so that's why we ask that you at least give us 2 months. Now, to get everything started, it takes me about 15 minutes to get the basics of your information. I get payment, we text you and email you everything, and then I set up the time to have your onboarding call, and then that's pretty much the end of that.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. I have first name David. David, what's your last name?
Excuse me, my first name is Steven.
Stevens. Why do I have David on here? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
S-E-V-E-N.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, because I know people spell it different. Okay, so Steven. All right. And Steven, what is your last name?
My last name is Cockrum.
Spell that for me, please.
Yeah, C-O-C-K-R-U-M.
M as in Mary?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your email address?
My name spelled out at gmail.com. Or you can email me at c@AmericanRemodelInc.com. Maybe do that one.
American. Okay.
Even at AmericanRemodelInc.com.
So Inc.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You said American Remodels Inc. at, and what was the at part?
No, Steven at AmericanRemodelsInc.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. It was pulling up wrong. So Steven at. All right. Perfect. Got that down. And this number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 9816, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then for company name, I have it, two words, American Remodels. Is that correct?
Correct. It's American Remodels Inc. technically.
Okay. Do you want me to put the ink? Because that's what it's going to fix everything for you on the internet if you want ink or not.
I mean, I don't really care. I don't think it needs
okay.
the ink.
All right. Then I won't put that down. And for your business address?
Yeah.
What
16-
Okay.
04- North Texenberg Road. Do you see it? Or do you...
hold on. It's not, it doesn't pop up on your Google Business Profile, but you, did you say it's 1604?
Yes, 16040. Texenberg Road. T-E-C-K-L-E-N. B-U-R-G.
Okay. Got it. I found it. That's an interesting spelling of the name. Okay.
Oh,
and...
240. California.
Yeah, 95240. That's what I got. Okay. 16040. Okay. And now for... I know that you have the address hidden right now on your Google Business Profile. Do you want to keep it like that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, not currently.
Okay. Now, for services that you offer, our onboarding team is going to tell you what keywords are searched for the most in your area when you have your onboarding call. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Oh, what jobs do I want to be found for? How many can I pick from?
I mean, you can tell me as many as you want. The onboarding team is going to tell you which ones are searched the most, and then you would kind of pick from there. And you can always change them, of course, as need be. So this would just be, you know, what you want to get called for.
Okay. I'd like to, because I can do... everything pretty much. but I don't know if I want to get a call for everything.
Yeah, to be honest with you, a lot of what our clients do is they pick more of the higher paying jobs. So they don't get called for everything.
Yeah. So I even like, is this a thing, being targeted for specific things in certain areas?
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you as well what areas you want to target. So we're going to go over that also. But, for example, so I would pretty much pick kind of just broadly tell me what services you want to offer And when my onboarding team does the research, they'll kind of go more into detail of what is searched the most in the area, and then you can decide if that's something that you want to pick or not.
Okay, so I'll say I want to do turf, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, concrete, pavers, tile, painting.
Interior and exterior?
Interior, exterior.
Okay. Do you do patios and decks?
Yes, patios and decks. More so patios, less decks.
Okay, I'll just put patios.
There you go. There's a singular option for that.
Yeah, they'll check everything on that end.
Electrical. I think that should be maybe even some solar too.
Oh, you do solar as well? Okay.
I do the sales for solar, so I
got it. Okay. I looked on your Yelp. It shows fence and gate installation as well. Do you want me to put that?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have also on your Yelp, like landscape design, lawn care. Any of those want to put down?
No lawn care, but I will do landscape design. So full design, yeah.
Okay. You have also insect management?
No.
I don't know if you want to put that down. Okay. And yeah, you have like shrub planting, shrub removal, but I'm assuming that's not something you really want to put down. Okay. Okay. So that's good for now. If anything else comes up on your onboarding call, you can always let them know. That's not a problem. Now, for your onboarding call, it is approximately 45 minutes to an hour long. It depends on how many questions you have, and they call you within an hour window. So what does your schedule look like for tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday, if need be?
For the onboarding?
Yes.
Tomorrow morning should be fine, like around this time.
Okay. So between 10 and 11, okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'll send you a Google invite as well to your email. So if you need to make any changes, you can just email me back, call me, whichever. I'm going to send all that information to you shortly as well. Next question. Okay, you already have your Google Business profile, which is good. For Facebook, do you have a Facebook account for your business or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you have two options. It's completely your decision what you want to do. Do you have a personal one at least?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I don't.
So we can... That is fine. So these are your two options. We can make you a business Facebook page, and we can connect the ads through there, or we can use your personal Facebook account and connect ads through there, and your clients will never be referred over to your personal. It'll be a click-to-call campaign. Would you like us to make one for your business, or do you just want to stick with the personal one?
The email for what now?
Facebook. It's Facebook ads. If you want us to make you like a Facebook business page or connect ads through your personal one.
No, I'd like to do it off a business page.
Okay, so we'll make you one. And you already have a website, which is great. So let me put that information down. Okay. Now, this is an option. It's included as well with your service. And again, it's completely up to you if you want to add it. It's called a call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number that your clients will call you. The calls still go directly to you, but it does record all of your phone calls, and it also minimizes phone calls because there is like a voice prompt in the beginning that says new clients press 1, existing clients press 2. So it does reduce spam calls. It's up to you if you want to add that feature or not.
So it reduces spam calls?
It reduces spam calls because of the voice prompt in the beginning. They have to click on a number to get forwarded over to you. But really the features that are the best ones is the fact that it records all of your phone calls. Everything's recorded. But again, it's up to you if you want to add it because it's a different phone number that your clients. It's included. It's not anything extra.
So it'd be a different phone number?
It would be a different phone number that your clients would call, correct? That's why a lot of companies don't like to go forward with it. It depends, you know, it's really a personal decision.
And it's connected to my phone?
They go directly to your phone, correct.
Can I have the same number and have that same feature?
I don't think so, but I can put it down in the notes and they can let you know. So on your onboarding call tomorrow, you can make the decision.
Okay. And it's bundled into the cost of everything already?
Yeah, it's not anything extra. Nothing I'm going over right now is anything extra. It's all included in the service. Okay. Now the spa... You're going to also receive an application. I always include that in with your service as well. It lets you control everything through an app. Now, for the days and times that you want to show that you're open for, let me see here. I know I was looking at for your hours. What you show currently is Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that still good for you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and you want to show closed for the weekends?
Yes.
Okay. And for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I'll probably say zip codes.
Okay. Do you know them off the top of your head, or do you want to have them ready by tomorrow?
I do not know them off the top of my head, no.
Okay. So I'll put it down that you'll have them ready by tomorrow. Okay. And I'm sorry?
Am I, like, paying per lead to, like, each person that calls? Or, like, is it just, like, a bunch of people calling from?
So we don't charge you per call and we don't charge you per lead. Since the calls go directly to you, we don't have any type of control over any of that. So what you're going to be charged is a flat rate of $249 and it's a month and it's going to be nothing more. And you're going to receive that also in writing right now while we're on the phone because we don't charge per call or per lead or nothing along those lines. Okay. All right. Now, for the card that you're going to use, is it under your name, the company name, or both?
The business card?
Uh-huh. Well, whatever card you're going to use to make the payment.
It'll be the business card.
Okay. Let's put that down. And is the billing address going to be the 16040?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
A Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Four, two, four, six.
Okay.
3153.
3153?
Yes.
Okay.
6895.
Okay.
5389.
Okay. And the expiration?
06-28.
Okay. And the security code?
254.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So every time we call you, it's going to be a security question we ask you. You can pick through three, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
You can decide either one of them.
Do I have to do these questions?
I mean, it's, yeah, those are the three that you can pick from, and it's really more for your security so you know it's us calling you, not some random company calling you. I mean, you can put whatever answer you want. It doesn't have to be the actual answer to it, but, you know, at least pick one of them.
Okay, what's the question again?
Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I'll do my first pet's name.
Okay, and what is the name?
There's three questions total?
No, you only have to pick one. So you picked your first pet's name, so I only need, you know, the answer to that one.
Okay, it's Pebbles.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, so that's going to outline the service agreement. You're going to receive everything through email and text message as soon as we're done with the voice verification as well. So if you have any questions while I go over anything, just let me know so I can clear it up for you. So the first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
The name of my business is American Remodels, Inc.
Okay. And state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Cockrum, and I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every single time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question. Now, I'm going to send you over a text message right now. It's going to have our office line, and it has my direct extension as well, so you'll still be able to keep in contact with me. But every time we call you, we are going to be calling you from the 877 number that I'm sending over to you, so just save it on your contacts. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
Yes, and I'll explain it too. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing because it messes up your listing. So we do ask that if you start working with another SEO company to please let us know. That's basically all that it's telling you. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each 14th of every month in $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, to prevent any further changes to your month of service, please give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So how do I cancel? I just call in?
Mm-hmm. You would call customer service. You're going to get an account manager, and you just ask to cancel. Or you call me and tell me you want to cancel, and I cancel it for you.
And
that's pretty much it.
Number?
Correct. So if you call back this number that I called you from, you're going to get our office and they'll direct you over to me. Or the number that I sent you, you can call that number and type in my extension and you get directly towards me as well.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. And then we're almost done. I'll just go over the terms and conditions with you, which is what we went over as well, so you can have a copy of that. Okay. Let me see if it sent it yet. Did, okay, so I'm going to send you a text message with the link. And I'm also going to send you a YouTube video that's going to explain to you your dashboard and how to use it. So I'll send that over to you right now. And then if you can open up the link as soon as you are able to, so I can go over that with you.
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to be the terms and conditions, which is going to be that Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submissions of what we would need to do, which would be Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. I know you're already on Yelp, so that's good. Now for Facebook ads, it has that information on there. It tells you exactly what we're going to charge you, which is the $249, and it's the flat rate of $249. It goes over also pausing your service. If you get really busy and want to pause your service, you can do that. We don't charge you for the month. Just call, of course, 3 days before your billing. Cancellation terms right there as well. You can cancel at any time. Again, we just ask 3 days before your billing is due. So the only thing I need you to do is click on the I'd agree to receive SMS messages. You don't have to click on that, but I do recommend it since we do contact you through text message and keep you updated with everything. Then click on that you are certified. You did everything?
Yeah. What's the login and the password?
You're going to get that within 3 to 5 days. That's going to be your dashboard. So you'll be receiving that through email and text. But I have you down as your onboarding call for tomorrow. I have you down between 10 and 11, so I'll send you that email. If you need to change anything, you know, feel free to call. But as of right now, we're already done.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much. I'll speak with you tomorrow. You have a good day, Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.